All praise is due to our good and great God, allowing us another privilege, sacred privilege and opportunity to worship him. He deserves it, and he deserves our very best. It was June 28, 1914. The Archduke, his name was Ferdinand. He was heir to the Austria and Hungary Empire. Him and his wife, Sophie, were visiting Sarajevo, which was the capital of Bosnia. There happened to have been unrest in the land at that time because Austria had annexed with Bosnia, which had been a part of the Serbian Empire for many years. They were traveling, Ferdinand and his wife were traveling in an open car, and a Bosnian-born Serb terrorist threw a grenade at them. He missed, but he wounded members of his traveling company. Later, they decided to go to the hospital to check on those who were injured. The driver took a wrong turn, ran into heavy traffic, and stopped in front of a cafe. Another terrorist stepped out onto the curb, fired two shots, killing the Archduke and his wife. Two lives were lost as a result of a wrong turn. But more than two lives were lost, because that wrong turn led to World War I, where millions of soldiers and millions of civilians died. And many, if not most, of the empires of Europe were destroyed. Communism began to give rise, and the stage was set for a man called Adolf Hitler and the rise of Nazism evolved, which ultimately led to World War II, another 50 million plus deaths. What's your point, Lopez? A wrong turn can cost you time, money, even your life. I'm believing that there are areas of our lives where every human being should be sure we are making the right turn. One of those areas is your life and mine. If for no other reason, because we only have one life to live. And I believe I speak for everyone. You just don't want to waste that life. Today, I want to talk with you, share with you, think together with you about how to live right. How to live right. It's true, beloved, it's true that you have the right to live the way you choose to live. But the Bible says, Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 12, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Man's way of life, man's choice sometimes of life can lead to death. It's more than just doing the right things, beloved. It's more than saying the right words. It's more than going to the right places. It's more than marrying the right person. It's more than choosing the right job. It's more than going to the right school. It's more than living in the right neighborhoods. The only true way to live right is to be right or be in right relationship with God. The only true way to live right is to be in right relationship with God. When the relationship is right, the result will be a life that is lived right. And this is exactly what every disciple, what every New Testament Christian life is all about. If you and I are members of the Lord's church, it's important when we claim to be New Testament Christians that we should just not say we are Christians, but show by the way that we live who we are. I read a story of a mother who was, of a survey that was taken several years ago. And the question was asked, you know, what would you like to be most known for? Some of the responses were, I wanted to be known for being intelligent. I wanted to be known for being good looking. I want to be known for being rich. I want to be known for having a great sense of humor. But over 50% of the people who responded gave the surprising answer as to the number one response, and that was being for real, being authentic, being genuine. Make no mistake about it, beloved. We are living in a world that is full of hype, exaggeration, uncertainty, coronavirus. Our generation is searching desperately for something that is real, something that is genuine, something that is authentic. When the Church of Christ says we are the Church of Christ, and if we are going to be taken seriously by those outside of the Lord's church, we're going to have to live right, beloved. We're just going to have to learn how to live right. This message is important because when we claim to be Christians, we at least trying to live the Christian, and we're trying to live the Christian life. The first thing that needs to be on our minds as followers of Jesus is that we should want to live a life that would best show Jesus to those who don't know him. So that when they see us, they can see in us the Jesus who we claim to follow. Amen, anyhow. There's one verse in the New Testament that summarizes, I think, more than adequately what living right is all about. It's Galatians 2:20. Short verse. Strong verse. And it's certainly not a shallow verse. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me.
Mm-hmm.
And the life I now live in the flesh, watch it now, the life I now live in the flesh,
mm-hmm. I live by
the faith
of the Son of God.
Of the Son of God.
Who loved me.
And gave himself.
For me.
Sounds like the verse is contradictory. Sounds like the verse is saying two different things. But really, it's not. It's just saying three. It's just saying the same thing in three different ways. So let me put on the blackboard. Permit me, please, to put on the blackboards of your mind. We must believe three things are true and live like they are true on a daily basis if we are going to live right. Thing number one is, I gotta believe I am dead to me. I must believe that I am dead to me. The first five or six words opens a window to the rest of the passage. Acts like a bridge across which we can cross to arrive at the substance of the rest of the verse. The first thing, beloved, that you and I need to acknowledge every single day is that you and I cannot start living until you and I die. Two people have to die in order for you to become a Christian. In order for me to become a Christian. Indeed. Jesus has to die, and you and I have to die. The word crucified in the text signifies, because of the tense, signifies that it's something that happened in the past. Amen. But the results are permanent and continuing in our present and through to our future. What Paul refers to as being crucified with Christ, he's actually taking us back to when Jesus was crucified. And he's saying that when you and I became a Christian, when you and I became disciples, you and I, we put our faith in Jesus Christ as our crucified Savior. But then we joined with Jesus on the cross as a crucified sinner. I want you to see the first step of becoming a Christian is accepting Jesus' death for you. But the first step in being a Christian is experiencing your death to you. Amen, anyhow. Living is all about dying. I know this is not makes for double preaching, but it's helping me. And well, I'm preaching in an effort to help you. Living for Jesus is all about dying to you. When you give your life to Christ, God takes the old you, nails him or her to the cross with Jesus. You're dead, and you're dead to you. Nobody ever got out of a crucifixion alive. The death rate for crucifixion is 100%. Whoever was crucified died. No exceptions, no exclusions. The first step to living right is to put self on the shelf. And this is extremely difficult to do. And if you're asking why, hold on. Here's why. Everybody else you know comes before you. You're no longer racing to get to the front of the line. But amen anyhow.
Amen.
This mother was making pancakes for her two young boys. I think Kevin was 5 and Ryan was 3. And they were arguing at the table over who was going to get the first pancake. And the mother decided, wow, this is a good time to teach her boys about living right. So she commented, now, boys, if Jesus were at the table, he would say, let my brother have the first pancake. I can wait. The older brother looked over to the younger brother and said, Ryan, you be Jesus. The truth of the matter, Jesus, he died for me. I accept his death. And then, Jesus, I die with you. And I accept my death. I gotta believe that Jesus, that I must die to me. I am dead to me. In the second place, I gotta believe that Christ lives in me. Because when you give your life to Christ, you die to you, but you don't stay dead. Nevertheless, I live, Paul said, yet not I, but Christ. Christ lives in me. The old you no longer lives, but the new you has been raised with Christ. You die to live. And if this new you is going to live, the old you must die. Because there's not enough room in the house of your life and mine for two yous or two me's. You can only live for one person. Think about this Christian walk. Somewhat paradoxical. The way to get is to give. The way up is down. When you empty yourself, you can get full of God. We have to admit that we're wrong to be declared right. It's when we are at our weakest that we are our strongest. We're richest when we are poorest. We gotta forsake in order to have. What we give away is what we keep.
Preach,
God has a wanted, dead, and alive poster out on every human being. Not just wanted.
Make it plain.
But wanted, dead, and alive. You cannot truly live until you really die. But when you die, you live.
Yeah.
Pastor, you're confusing me.
The next four words. Preach, Lopez.
Next four words says it best. Christ.
Come up, Holy Spirit.
Christ.
Come up.
Christ lives in me. And let me give you the secret. You cannot live right on your own. It takes someone who is right to live through you. No one has ever lived or ever will live the Christian life on our own.
Focus, babe, focus.
It takes someone who is right, amen, to live through you. It's our response to God's ability. It's not so much about doing our best for God. It's more about God doing his best in us. It's not just about living for Jesus. It's more about Jesus living in us. And the only way I submit to you to live right is to have the one who is right to live in you. I gotta believe that I am dead to me. And I gotta believe that Christ lives in me. And then finally, I gotta believe that God is for me. I'm dead to me. Christ lives in me. And it's up to me to live right. You and I live a crucified life. But we cannot crucify ourselves. Amen. We can shoot ourselves in the toe. We can hang ourselves, but we cannot crucify ourselves. That can only happen by faith. Crucifixion with Jesus can only happen by faith. See, on the outside, it looks like we live just like everyone else because we live in a body like every other human being lives in a body. We have to live in our human flesh. Amen. But there's a difference between living in our flesh and living by faith. Big difference. When we're living right, we may be living in the flesh, but not living for the flesh or by the flesh. We must live by faith. How do you do that, preacher? I'm glad you asked. You take everything out of your hands and you put it in God's hands. You take everything out of your hands and you put it in God's hands. You see, the world lives for and by the flesh. The world looks out for number one. We eat, study that this morning, drink and be merry. The world lives by grab all the gusto that you can. If it feels good, do it. I did it my way. I have the right to do what I want. On the other hand, when you live right, you live by faith. You don't have to look out for number one. You know why? God is looking out for you. God is looking out for you. And you begin to realize that life is more than eating and drinking and be merry. Amen. You realize that the worst way to live is to live by your feelings. You don't do it your way. You do it God's way. After all, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. You don't live. You can't. We cannot live right our way. It's got to be God's way. Now, we got to realize that everybody lives by faith, right? When you get on an airplane and you get up 30,000 feet in the air, you have faith that that plane is going to land where you're planning to go. You get in your car and you have faith. Queenie, come here. I need some help. And you have faith that your car is going to get you to where you're going. You go to the doctor. He gives you a prescription. Plug in my computer. You have faith that when the doctor writes your prescription, you go to the drugstore and they give you a medicine. You have faith that medicine is going to work. Everybody lives by faith. The chair that you're sitting on, you're sitting on it believing that it's going to support you. But amen anyhow. But when you live right, your faith is not in a chair or a plane or a car. Your faith is in the Son of God who loved you and gave himself for you. The reason that you and I can live right is because Jesus Christ loved us and gave himself for us. I hope you're still listening. the life that Jesus lived qualified him for his death. The death that he died qualifies us for the life that he lived. So living right, I'm dead to me. Jesus lives in me, and God is for me. Jesus gave his life for me in order to take my life from me so he could live his life in me. So if you're here today, and you are a part of the body of Christ, let me ask you, please, respectfully, what do you need to die to today in order to live right? I know for me, I'm in this struggle to die more completely to selfishness. Maybe you don't have that issue. Maybe it's greed. Maybe your issue is lust. Maybe your issue is envy. Maybe your issue is bitterness. Whatever your issue, in light of the preached word, the invitation is being extended to you to respond to what do you need to die to in order to live right. And you may be here, a guest and a very honored guest, and you got to understand, I don't mean any harm, but I've got to ask you to consider in the moments ahead. Are you ready to die to you? Are you ready to die to you? So that Christ can live in you. So that you can live right. Look, we're dealing right now with an invisible enemy. We can be here today and gone today. Don't you want to make the right turn with your life because you've only got one life to live? Just one. As you're thinking that through, it's a true story of a man called Sun Da Sing. He was traveling in the mountains with someone else from Tibet. And it was bitter, wintry, chilly cold. Snow was falling everywhere. Both men were near being frozen to death and afraid that they were going to die. Right about that time on their journey, they stumbled over a man who was half buried in the snow, unconscious and almost dead from exposure. The guy named Singh suggested that they carry the half buried man to shelter. But the man from Tibet refused, saying, "We can't take care of him. We got to take care of ourselves, or we will die." While the guy from Tibet kept going. The other guy stooped down, did the best he could to put the half-buried guy on his shoulder and continued his journey. While he continued his journey, something very unique began to take place. He was exerting so much energy, carrying another individual. He began to warm up. You feeling me? He began to break out in a sweat. He began to warm up. And before long, the guy who was hanging on his shoulder began warming up too. In a minute or so, as they both began to warm up, they soon both came onto the body of the guy from Tibet who went on about his journey on his own and by himself. He froze to death by himself. Finally, the two who were alive arrived at their destination. The half-dead guy had recovered consciousness, and the both of them lived. Preacher, what's the point? The point is, one man lived because he died to himself, and one man died because he lived for himself.
Hallelujah.
Every day, every one of us, you and me, face the same two choices. Are we going to live for ourselves? Or are we going to die to self so that we can live? Whatever you do, in the now, in the present, respond to the word of God. Whether it requires a change of mind, a change of heart, maybe the Lord spoke into your heart concerning an adjustment that need to be made concerning you living right, because we only got one life. Or maybe you're outside the body of Christ and you're willing now. You're ready to die to you so that Christ can live in you, so that you can live right. It requires believing what you have heard. It requires believing that Jesus is who he claimed to be. Amen. And that because of the love of God, he was willing to come to this earth, hang on a cruel cross for your sins and mine. Jesus never did any wrong. He died so that the new you can live, and that he can live his life through you. Change your mind. Change your heart.
Amen.
Be willing to confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and then be baptized in water. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Let your request be made known as we sing a song of invitation.